have to admit that I get a real kick out of hearing about new trends that involve what seems like kind of basic stuff. They usually seem to come from TikTok these days, don't they? But actually, some of these, you know, so-called life hacks are rooted in much deeper history, but people just don't realize that. I'm going to take on the issue of silence here. I love it, and I believe in it, and how important it is. Like, we all need and should appreciate just moments of silence. Now, in Japan, where cities like Tokyo are notoriously incredibly crowded, they have words for these practices, things like forest bathing. Now, there is a pilot project coming to Metro Vancouver parks that will help people embrace this idea of appreciating the quiet. It's called the Silent Trails Project, and Tara Brown, PhD candidate in the Department of Forestry at UBC, is going to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tara, what is forest bathing?
Forest bathing, yes. It is when you immerse yourself in the forest environment using all of your senses and intentionally just enjoying the space that you're in. It's a slow, leisurely practice. You might sit sometimes, and it's really to promote health, and even to prevent some health issues.
So can you be walking when you do this? Is it a meditative thing? Do you sit silently? How does it work?
Yeah, you can, all of the above. So there's different forest bathing activities that you can do, but generally it is slow because it allows you to appreciate the environment that you're in. So you can better hear the soundscape, view those tiny details in the vegetation or on bark or a leaf or a flower, and smell, you know, the leaves and the flowers. And so it's really difficult to do that when you're, you know, going fast along the trail, whether you're biking or hiking. And so this is definitely slow, or you can even sit down. It's different than meditation, where, you know, in mindfulness practice, you might be trying to sort of blow away those ideas or concerns, whereas with forest bathing, you're actually paying attention and thinking about the environment that you're in and how you feel in it.
Okay, so how are we going to do this in Metro Vancouver Parks?
Well, we're already doing it in Metro Vancouver Parks. Metro Vancouver Regional Parks offers forest bathing today. The difference is that we don't have any designated trails to do that. And so with my research that I did over the course of a year with over 100 participants, we measured blood pressure and heart rate and mood scores before and after they went forest bathing in four different parks. And across the board, everybody generally had a really good experience. However, there was a lot of frustration over noise. And so that's when this idea came about, say, hey, maybe we really need some trails that are designated for these kinds of nature-based therapeutic activities.
Okay, so does that mean, what would happen then? So what can't you do on a trail that is designated for this?
Well, the trails that we're looking at are already trails that you can walk or hike on. They're generally not mixed-use trails. So this is just like a slight tweak to those walking trails. And so the ask is to be quiet when you're on these trails, not listening to music, not chatting with a friend, not on loudspeaker on your phone, just enjoying the environment, paying attention to listening to those birds or a bubbling creek or the leaves rustling in the wind.
It's kind of the idea, I guess, of what we originally intended for parks and trails, isn't it? Isn't that why we normally did that kind of stuff?
I believe so. And, you know, and there's rules around, you know, being a little bit quieter in these spaces, not listening to music. But I think that there's some concerns about being able to enforce that. You know, I've noticed a lot of articles lately where there's more complaints about listening to music and not in parks and not being able to enjoy the soundscape. And also, this has a real impact on wildlife as well. This is not just, you know, a problem for humans.
Now, I'm sure some people, Tara, listening to this go, well, wait a minute, this is just walking in the park. How is this special?
Well, in terms of, well, I mean, when you're walking in a park, you can be disrupted quite easily from other people. And so having a trail specifically where it's quiet, then you can expect that you're able to do those activities, you know, where you want to have a more restorative practice. Where if you're on a trail that anybody can be on, where there, like I said, there are doing all sorts of other activities, then it makes it really difficult and challenging to do that. And I think that's why, you know, we have in BC, we have 30,000 kilometers of managed trails and hundreds of thousands of unmanaged trails. And I sort of believe that people are just seeking out these little spaces off trail where it's less noisy. But that's a real problem for Metro Vancouver regional parks because they're trying to keep people on the trail instead of going off trail into fragile ecosystems. And so if we want to keep people on the trail, we want to offer this additional benefit of being able to experience the park in what many people want to do, which is in a quiet way, then this is, I think, what we need to do is offer a new type of trail.
Okay, so where can people find out which one of these trails will be a silent trail?
That is coming soon. I just finished assessing almost 20 different trails in Metro Vancouver West and East. And so I've sent the report to Metro Vancouver Regional Parks, and they're going to review that. And then hopefully very soon they will announce what the two pilot trails will be.
Okay, so that was obviously a tough assignment for you to go and check out all of these different trails. What makes one trail better suited to this than another?
There is a long list of criteria, some of it inspired from Japan's forest therapy bases. So they have 65 forest therapy bases across Japan that have been researched based on a set of criteria that they know can provide health benefits when you're doing practices such as forest bathing. So I look at everything from how accessible is this trail, how close is it to a road or railroad tracks. I look for features such as like water features, creeks and rivers are really nice. Is it a hiking only trail? So I try to avoid mixed trails. We have trails even where there's horses, which I didn't realize until we went over to Metro Vancouver East. So there's a long list of criteria. So I did a lot of observations on these trails, and I also took sound level measurements. So really looking for sound levels that were below about 50, which is what the World Health Organization recommends, is below 55 to have like a really kind of peaceful environment.
Right. Okay, so how soon do you think this might be put into place?
Well, I'm hoping in the next couple months we'll hear something from Metro Vancouver to get this going in the spring or summer.
Well, we'll see what happens. Tara, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Tara Brown, PhD candidate in the Department of Forestry at the University of British Columbia. So this is going to be an interesting project, embarking on something called the Silent Trails Project. So designating like two trails, it sounds like, part of a pilot project in Metro Vancouver Parks to be the silent trails, meaning no noise on those trails, please. No listening, talking on your phone, talking to someone else. It's just to experience the silence and the quiet as you're kind of meant to sometimes in the outdoors to see what kind of restorative effects that could have on someone.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.